Law is a negative concept. The harmlessness of the mission performed by law and lawful defence is self-evident. The usefulness is obvious, and the legitimacy can't be disputed. As a friend of mine once remarked, this negative concept of law is so true that the statement, "the purpose of the law is to cause justice to reign," is not a rigorously accurate statement. It ought to be stated that the purpose of the law is to prevent injustice from reigning. In fact, it is injustice instead of justice that has an existence of its own. Justice is achieved only when injustice is absent. But when the law, by means of its necessary agent, force, imposes upon men a regulation of labour, a method or a subject of education, a religious faith or creed, then the law is no longer negative, it acts positively upon people. It substitutes the will of the legislator for their own wills, the initiative of the legislator for their own initiatives. When this happens, the people no longer need to discuss, to compare, to plan ahead. The law does all this for them. Intelligence becomes a useless prop for the people. They cease to be men. They lose their personality, their liberty, their property. Try to imagine a regulation of labour imposed by force that is not a violation of liberty, a transfer of wealth imposed by force that is not a violation of property. If you can't reconcile these contradictions, then you must conclude that the law can't organise labour and industry without organising injustice. The political approach. When a politician views society from the seclusion of his office, he's struck by the spectacle of the inequality that he sees. He deplores the deprivations which are the lot of so many of our brothers, deprivations which appear...